From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senior U.S. officials say NATO has agreed to increase surveillance flights over Libya, though on the broader question of a no-fly zone over the country, no decision has been made. The increased surveillance comes amid continued fighting on the ground there between forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and rebels. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in eastern Libya.
We spoke to a young man today at one of the checkpoints on the road to Ras Lanuf, and he was a lawyer in his civilian life before joining the rebels. And he said, well, look, this is our problem. We know that, and we really don't like to have foreign troops on the ground. But, you know, there's going to come a time we're going to look back now that he's using all these heavy weapons against us, and we're going to look and say, why didn't the rest of the world come to our help? Where are they? What are they doing? There's been discussion in the UN, but nothing that they can see, nothing tangible so far.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. There were reports that Libyan government warplanes carried out airstrikes today against Libyan targets. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan at a time when U.S. and Afghan relations are strained over civilian casualties. He's reaffirming a commitment to support President Hamid Karzai with some form of a long-term military presence, but as he noted, nothing permanent.
We are fully prepared to have a continuing presence here, assisting the Afghans after 2014. It obviously would be a small fraction of the presence that we have today.
Gates speaking from Bagram Airfield. Another U.S. senator is retiring. Republican John Ensign of Nevada says he won't seek re-election next year. NPR's Ted Robbins says Ensign is under investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee.
Virtually every political expert thought John Ensign faced a tough re-election battle. He admitted he had an affair with a former member of his campaign staff in 2009, then helped her husband, a member of his congressional staff, get a lobbying job. But he denied that an investigation into the issue had anything to do with his decision not to seek a third term. Instead, the social conservative said he was worried about the effects of a campaign on his family. I'm putting them first instead of my career, he told reporters in Las Vegas. Ensign is the eighth senator retiring next year, three Republicans, four Democrats, and one independent. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Consumers boosted their borrowing again in January for items such as cars, but they remain frugal when it comes to using their plastic to pay for routine purchases. Federal Reserve says overall borrowing was up at an annual rate of $5 billion in January. The category that includes car and education loans rose by nearly 7%. Credit card debt fell by 6.4%. Continually rising oil prices, along with the downgrading of Greece's debt, weighed on the market today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 79 points to close at 12,090. The Nasdaq lost 39 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 11 points today. You're listening to NPR. While some parts of the country are at least starting to think spring, another snow day for students in northern New England and upstate New York. By early afternoon, Burlington, Vermont had nearly 2 feet of snow on the ground, the biggest March snowfall on record, with snow still coming down there. Some areas were forecasting up to 30 inches of snow before a storm comes to an end. There were also tens of thousands of homes without power, mostly in Albany and central Vermont. After a lot of public drama, actor Charlie Sheen has been fired from his co-starring role in the CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has that story.
Sheen is one of television's highest-paid actors, and Two and a Half Men is the country's most-watched sitcom. Over the years, Warner Brothers, which produces the show, CBS, which airs it, and show producer Chuck Lorre all stood behind Sheen. They supported him as he lurched through two very nasty divorces and a series of substance abuse crises, including the most recent one, which put the show on hiatus so Sheen could recover. That changed last month when Sheen ridiculed Lorre in what some say were anti-Semitic screeds and blasted CBS and Warner Brothers in several meandering interviews. He also threatened to sue if he's not paid for the duration of his contract, which runs through 2012. On Monday afternoon, Warner Brothers issued a statement saying Sheen was fired. No word yet as to whether they and CBS will try to keep the show going without Sheen next season. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Japanese automaker Honda announced today it is recalling more than 35,000 of its Civic hybrid models in the U.S. to fix a problem with the vehicle's electrical systems that could cause headlights to turn off or the engine to stall. Honda says the recall will cover 2006 through 2007 model years for the Civic hybrid. Honda says the government has received a number of complaints about vehicles stalling. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.